The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowds, "When you see a cloud rising in the west, you say immediately that it is going to rain, and so it does. And when you notice that the wind is blowing from the south, you say that it is going to be hot, and so it is. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. Why do you not know how to interpret the present time? Why do you not judge for yourselves what is right? If you are to go with your opponent before a magistrate, make an effort to settle the matter on the way. Otherwise, your opponent will turn you over to the judge, and the judge hand you over to the constable, and the constable throw you into prison. I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny." The Gospel of the Lord. Students, a man one time went to visit Padre Pio, Saint Pio, and he thought that Padre Pio was a big phony, that he was making up all these spiritual gifts that he had, like the stigmata and bilocation and the ability to read hearts. And so he went up to Padre Pio and he said, "Padre Pio, I will believe that you are authentic if you can tell me one of my sins." He says, "There's something I did 30 years ago that I've never been able to forgive myself for. You tell me what that is and I'll believe that you are real." And anybody who knew Padre Pio would be like, "Oh my gosh, that's a piece of cake, right?" Padre Pio, people would come to confession and he could make their confessions for them. You know, God gave him this knowledge, and he looks at the man and he said, "You know what, let me ask our Lord to reveal that to me. Come back to me tomorrow and I will tell you your sin." So the next day this man comes back and he goes up and he says, "Can you tell me what it is?" And Padre Pio said, I'm sorry, I can't." And the man scoffed, obviously, right? Thinking, "You're the fraud that I thought you were." And he said, "My brother, I can't tell you your sin because God doesn't remember it." He said, "Many years ago, God revealed to me that you went to confession for this sin. My brother, when God forgives your sins, he also forgets them. And so he could not tell me what it was. God no longer remembers your sin. It's okay for you to let go of it now." Our Lord says one day when we stand before God, we are going to have our opponent with us. Students, who is our opponent before God? Who is the one that does not want us to be with God forever? Andrew? It's Satan. It's the devil. It's the evil one. And when we stand before God, what is he going to do? He's going to show God our sins. He's going to say, "You know what? He did this and he did that and she did that and all the reasons why we shouldn't go to heaven." And what does Jesus say? He says, we're going to have to pay for our sins down to the last penny. Right? So if we have all these sins, we're going to go to prison. We're going to go through eternal punishment until we pay off everything. But what's the reality? We can't make up for our sins. We can't pay for them. And so what did our Lord Jesus Christ come to do? He came to pay off our entire debt, to take upon himself every sin that would ever be committed in the entire world. And so Jesus says, when you're on the way to judgment, when you're going to stand before God, he says something really strange. He says, settle your account with your opponent. Literally, he means deliver yourself from whatever he has to hold over you. Right? Let go of all your sins so that when you stand before God, there's nothing. He has nothing to accuse you of. Right, if you go to confession, if you're sorry for your sins, when you stand before God, Satan, he's not going to have anything to say. I went to visit a man in the hospital just last week, and he's going in for a major heart surgery. He hadn't been to confession in over 50 years. And he was afraid that if he died during the heart surgery, he would be lost forever. So he makes a lifelong confession, and in the snap of one's fingers, as I say the words of absolution, he is forgiven of all his sins. So that if he dies and his opponent goes with him before God, there's not going to be anything that he has to say, because all the sins are not only forgiven, but they are forgotten. If we ever fall in a serious way, may we get to confession as soon as possible, so that the evil one has nothing to accuse us of, because our Lord has already paid the debt.